Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, folks, this is Ordermill Test Radio. Who's getting? Whenever that music has to play, it means I'm talking to most of my audience and fans. That right there was the old Royal National Anthem. So let me say to you, listening in America, and France. Bonjour, l'après midi. Good morning, good afternoon. What a wild weekend it's been. Using Twitter to see what's going on in France. First was about the gas tax. Then they got halted for like 6 months. Everybody thought that was going to be the end of it. Oh no. Yeah, wretched guy. Ramped up even more. One video was pulled off of Twitter. I was trying to find the link into the show page where the police rounded up the high school students because they supported the Yellow Vest protesters. One of the videos I could not find, all the other videos I could find, where the police was dragging a woman through the streets by her hair. A group of police officers going over to a disabled man in a wheelchair who is not wearing a yellow vest. Pushed him out of his chair. Began to use things other than the usual water cannons, smoke grenades, flashbangs, pepper spray, tear gas to break up the violent folk. Now they're using stuff that can physically person had their eye shot out by one of the new things the police are using. And there's video and photo evidence that the police are using actual cane grenades. Yeah, those things you see in the movies where you have the guys pulling the pin with their teeth and tossing the thing. Not sure, pineapple or what, but some sort of military grenades being used. There's also linked in. Then they also brought in the armored vehicles, military. I the National Guard. The actual military of the French Army is also ready to join in. Reports were Macron left the city or the country, but then he reappears back into the presidential palace. No, he does not do the smart thing in resigning. Because everything that is going wrong in France is squarely on his shoulders and his globalist, elitist friends. Because the people are tired of being beaten, assaulted, stabbed, shot, blown up, everything by the Islamic invaders Macron has allowed into France. The retired people, even the workers, are tired of Macron. If it's still up on Twitter, there's a worker who says, I work 40 hours a week, 45 hours a week, yet barely make enough to help the family. And yet these invaders get more for sitting on their butts and not doing anything. And the same thing goes for the retired folks. They worked for their pension. The money given by the government to these illegal invaders are more than what the retired folk get. These yellow vest movements are starting to spread. They're in Germany, Netherlands, Canada, and Iraq. That was right, you heard me right. They are in Iraq. Why are they in Iraq? Well, if you've been listening to our sharing of the Gatestone Institute reports, the Christians there are treated worse than dirt. They can't even call for EMTs, fire, police, rescue, without being harassed, or worse, because they are Christian. No one is there to help them. And we can't even go there to help them, because we have no benefactors. No one has the Gahonas to support us. Everyone we meet, sure they join up for about a week, a month or so, and they leave. Some, most, do not even write to the HQ on why they're leaving. All we get is, oh, membership pledge is canceled. You have those with legitimate reasons for canceling. This is the money you need to go towards the family, which is proper and right. those of you running off without even explaining why, and it's horrible. So yeah, yellow vest protests are spreading around the globe. Good for the Iraqis to stand up to their government. Good for them. And they're also in speeding. The people are like, what the heck are we doing? Vikings! We have Viking ancestors. Why aren't we acting like Vikings? And exactly what the people said. And their common sense is knocked back into them. That is good. That is real good. Standing up to the globalist elites who want to destroy your country, your way of life, your heritage. And all of a sudden today, of all days, the European Mission Court of Justice just came out with a ruling that current leadership in the Parliament in Great Britain, the UK, they can reverse course on Article 50 in call law, this Brexit nonsense. What's happening? It might be happening. Unbelievable. So those are the headlines for today. About a minute, 35 or so, the live stream will be over. And it'll be just recording. So stay tuned until the program is uploaded, then you can listen to the entire broadcast. We have about a minute left till live is over. So yeah. Please continue to pray the Novena of St. Andrew for Ordo Militaris Catholicus. Go to ordo-militaris.us. Join us. Become an investor. And also in the show page link is a link to our official online store. Doesn't have much. Get some merchandise today. That'll help out the order. Get you some Christmas. So, yeah. Stay tuned after the pause. All right, folks, we are on recording time here. Now, a message to the French people, the police. You do realize you're hurting your own neighbors, your loved ones. Physically injuring your neighbors. By what? Trying to uphold the crazy globalist ideas of Emmanuel Macron? Join your brother and sister police officers, firefighters, EMTs. Enough is enough. Support the protesters against Macron. Yes, arrest the Antifa thugs. They're trying to use it for their own gain. But support the real yellow vest protesters who are tired of this global nonsense. Do not injure them. Do not hurt them. Remember, go to church with these folks. You see these folks in the shopping lines with you. They're your neighbors. They're loved ones. They're friends. They're colleagues. To stop the Antifa thugs trying to ruin this good protest defending their country. The true yellow vests love France and weren't back from these globalists. Support the true yellow vest protesters. Use the water cannons. Use the smoke grenades, tear gas. But don't shoot things that'll hurt them. Just awful seeing what's going on out there. Tell your fellow police officers, do not attack disabled people in their wheelchairs. Don't pull your fellow citizens' hair and drag them through the streets. They're crying out loud. Don't injure your fellow citizens. They're sworn to protect. You keep doing what you're doing, you know better than the communist Stasi German police back in the Cold War era. Your ancestor, my 45th great grandfather, was the start of the House of Quebec, which later turned into the House of Quebec. In Bourbon, you're still official ruling house. Don't hurt your fellow citizens. Find a way to separate the true citizens from the Antifa thugs and go after the Antifa thugs, but protect the true citizens protesting and wanting a better France. Okay? Protect real citizens of France. Try to separate them from the Antifa thugs trying to ruin the yellow vest protest. I'm praying for you all. Be safe out there. Day is full.